You know. You know.
Here we are.
So, both of you listen to you listen to a little bit of the new Nameless game
yes.
at this point. So, I have come up with three options for 1950 to now. So, in sections of 1950s, 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, current, and we include everything from 2000 to 2013 because there's not enough time to, you know, throw a wedge in there yet.
Yep.
So it's a bunch of misheard lyrics, and then what will happen is I will read. We'll go around. Each person will pick at a time an era, and then I will pick one from the list. I will read the lyric, the misheard lyric, flat or as flat as possible, and then for as many as I can, if no one can get artist name, song name, correct lyrics in full, or album name if it somehow comes up, which I don't have it written down, but it might be understood one way or another, then you get a point per, and it's buzz in. So before we actually get into the game, each person needs to come up with a personal buzz in sound. For example, Adam, your buzz in sound will be...
Caw!
So each person needs to come up with their own sound bite, essentially. So Katie, do you have something off the top of your head that you'd want to use? Every time you want to buzz in, you would use...
Buzz.
Perfect. Perfect.
So creative.
Perfect.
So, Frank, you need to come up with one as well and cozy up to the microphone once again.
Like this?
Even cozy.
Closer.
That's perfect.
There you go.
In that kind of thinking, ready-to-go position that you have. I'm trying to draw a word picture for everybody at home.
I'm sitting Indian style. For those at home.
Contemplative as well. At least the way that you were.
Now you say contemplative. Do you not say contemplative?
No.
Okay. Guess I'm just...
Regardless, what is your buzzer sound,
what is your sound
going to be? Really?
No. Why? She gave her a buzz. He has a call. Why can't mine be?
Because you'll probably make that noise during your turn.
That's the goal.
You'll say it accidentally.
Yeah.
Right.
Or somebody else could also say that accidentally, and it needs to be distinctive.
I want to be rawr.
Can you do that every time you buzz in?
Yeah.
Wanted to make sure.
That's okay. The fun part. Cool.
Okay. So,
that is the fun part.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Frank, you came up with the last buzzer, I guess. So pick a decade.
1990.
Oh, and I will provide the year with these.
Oh.
It won't help that much, but...
Okay.
1998, the misheard lyric, and again, you're coming up with either artist name,
song name, or band name.
That's artist.
Album.
Or the actual lyric, the correct lyrics. And everyone's playing, so everyone can buzz in as they see fit. What happens is you have about a 5 to 10 second window to say the correct artist is, the correct lyrics are, the correct song name is, and then...
After we buzz?
After you buzz.
Okay.
And then thereafter, if you get it right, then you have kind of this leeway of an extra 5 to 10 seconds to run the board if you like. So it's like, the correct artist is this, the correct song is this. You can get all 3 points at once if you want. But if you hesitate long enough, the other two people can buzz in.
Yeah. Gotcha. And the other people can't buzz in until after you've given your first answer.
And it's been confirmed or denied.
Okay.
So, 1998. The misheard lyric. I'm blue, I will bleed up the guy. Probably I will die.
Car!
First.
Song name. I'm blue?
No.
Car!
Go for it.
Artist name, Eiffel 65.
Correct, 1 point.
Lyrics, I'm blue, dabu, dee, dabu, die. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
Bzzz. Song name is blue.
Correct, 1 point.
Oh. Ooh.
Still missing the actual lyrics.
Oh.
So if anyone wants to jump in, we've established what the song is. Go for it.
I'm blue. See, I think I have the same thing you do. I'm blue. If I were green, I would die.
Is that what you said?
No.
No.
Go for it.
Lyrics, I'm blue, Abu Di Abu Dai.
It's different.
It's different, but
it's still phonetic.
Like it's still not right.
Damn.
All right. What?
Realistically, yeah. I think everyone has one. Either we,
yeah, as I say,
we've all taken a shot at it.
Okay,
so,
yeah. Nothing.
So the catch is that both of you buzzed in before I finished what I said.
Oh no!
So both of you were just missing another phrase of "daba dee daba dai."
Oh come on! Wait,
we actually discussed this last time. And it's 100% completion.
Yes.
But you guys, when fair I said enough. I'm blue, I bled up the guy. Both of you buzzed in, and I said. Probably I will die.
I
so that means that there was another phrase were. Missing that both of you were looking for.
What were those missing?
So the correct lyrics were, I am blue, daba dee, daba die, daba dee, daba die.
End of the phrase, understandable. Understandable.
So, Adam, you were closest. It's just you were I did patiently wait until you either tried to confirm your answer or just... Left up silent with gesturing.
I thought you were just building up a dramatic pause.
No. I will.
So don't cut off the lyricist next time.
I see.
It's helpful not to.
Anyway.
So Adam, you have a point. Katie, you have a point. Both of you are responsible for remembering your points because I'm not going
to
do it.
You can keep track on your fingers.
Yes. So, I was like, this is how I have to do that.
Or you can use your phone or anything else you want to do. And we're playing presumably to what we say, 8?
Yeah.
8, 6, 8, somewhere in there. We'll figure it out.
How
about 6?
Let's play to a full hand 5.
I like it.
I do have to open tomorrow.
I know, I'm like,
Yeah, and I'll keep an eye on time as well.
Wonderful.
So, with that, Katie, it's your turn. We're going to go clockwise on this. So you have 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, current.
I'm going to go with 70s, 80s, and today!
What?
KS95, current.
Current.
Current, okay.
Current, all right. This is from 2004. A bunch of bacon took every last dime with that scam.
Oh, artist, Modest Mouse.
Correct, one point.
Song title, Float On.
Correct, 2 points.
Could I hear the lyrics one more time?
everyone, you will have to buzz in again.
We can all buzz in now, yeah.
I see.
A bunch of bacon took every last dime with that scam.
Mm.
This one's tough. I picked it because it was a little bit tougher because the rest of it's so much of a giveaway.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I know the real lyrics.
Oh, that's I think that's what I think it is, too.
Yeah, I was like...
Go for it.
I don't want to help you guys.
Well, you're throwing something out there. Or...
Yeah. A bad Jamaican took every last dime with that scam.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, no.
Now I'm going over in my head.
I can't pull it up at all. I pass.
Effectively bow out.
Yeah.
A bunch of bacon. bacon.
You know, I really can't think of that first lyric.
It is tough. It is that tough.
It literally is just a blank in my memory. It's took every last time with.
Are you willing to bow out as well?
I haven't even buzzed in yet.
Well,
yeah.
Even still,
I will relinquish the ability. Yes.
Well, a fake Jamaican.
You were so close.
You were. Fake I was like Jamaican. A bad Jamaican. It's like, oh, you had Jamaican though. Yeah. You had the right nationality.
Dude.
So 3 points for Adam, Bravo. 1 point for Katie, Frank yet to score.
I remember looking up the right lyrics for that when that song first came out. So
Adam, get to the easy listening, then I'll be
or at least I was looking at the booklet for that song. So
it is your turn. You can pick 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Okay, let's go back to the 80s.
I think I filled up when I was creating these lists. I think I filled up 80s first. But yeah. I did start it off with a nice tough one. The song's from 1985, by the way. She threw a raspberry grenade.
That's it.
I'm so glad he actually thinks he knows this, because I'm...
But he can't think of his buzzer.
Brow!
Okay.
Artist Prince.
Close.
Correct.
Enough.
Raspberry Beret.
2 points.
Oh my god. It's Raspberry Beret. What's the first lyric? She had a Raspberry Beret.
No.
Damn it! I was so angry.
So, two assists since, I don't know.
The floor is open.
The misheard was, she threw a raspberry grenade.
Bzz.
Go ahead.
She threw a raspberry beret?
No.
Oh, well, it was worth a shot.
are we going with everyone gets one shot or two with this grouping? Because Frank looks angry to the point where he knows at this point. And before we said two, but I can understand switching to one now because it is going a lot faster this way.
Yeah, yeah. Switch it to one.
Switch it to one.
I would find it unfair.
One shot.
One,
yeah.
But 2 points, so can't be angry.
Back on the board.
Cool. I have no idea, so...
She wore a raspberry beret.
It's simple. It's beautiful. It's
how
Prince.
Do you go from through to war?
Oh, dude, if you hear it, I totally get that.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where you hear it, you get it. Mm-hmm. I said it as flatly as possible, so it doesn't really transition. So
I have three points at this point.
Katie, I believe you have 1 point, and Frank has 2 points.
Two.
And Frank, it is back to you. So 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
I'll do today.
Today. All right, another one from today. This song is from 2006. Some of your emotions had a haircut all over his face.
Wow,
I have...
Wow. Hmm.
Can you say them again?
Some of your emotions had a haircut all over his face.
From 06.
From 06.
Some of your emotions had a haircut all over his face.
And this is one of the few, it does have a few reoccurring words in both. It's not one of those completely off map, like actual Mad Gab style.
Oh, God.
That's.
I have no idea.
I can't.
Will you mumble it to us?
I will
you
try
hum
to
the tune.
Give I will try, no I won't hum the tune because that's too much.
That's too much.
But I will try to provide it in the rhythm in which it's delivered.
Okay, I can understand that.
Some of your emotions had a haircut all over his face. It doesn't help that much.
No, I mean it's a little bit more.
And I will again, there is the option for me to sing it as well, but this is as well as I can come up with where
that's
I
not a bad
can
rhythm,
remember
not,
it.
Nah, I'm stumped.
Yeah, I'm completely blank.
I kind of want you to sing.
Yeah, give it a...
It's always funny more than fun.
Serenade us.
Some of your emotions had a haircut all over his face. I can't
I
do it
that
well.
I think I better with the rhythm.
Because I'm trying to fit in extra syllables here.
I gotcha.
Some of your emotions had haircut all over his face. It's extra. There's at least an extra word in here that's screwing me up.
You know, it sounds familiar, but I would not be able to tell you who or what sang it.
Go for it.
Oh, I just went blank. Three Doors Down.
No.
Yes. Who was popular in 2006?
Exactly.
2006.
Let's try and just guess and see what we get.
Gah.
Go for it.
It's not Nickelback, is it?
It is not.
Oh, yeah. We'll just keep going. Because
obviously I know, I love horrible music. Quote, unquote, music.
Quote, wait, does that count?
I wanted to say it because it's Nickelback.
2006. Who was popular in 2006?
I don't know.
7 years ago.
Yep.
Cripes.
Already.
I'm trying to think.
Jinx.
I don't have any Coke.
That's why I didn't say that.
I got no clue.
Everyone's going to be kind of mad. So the lyrics first to see who figures this out backwards. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Oh my god!
This is I've heard this song before. I cannot tell you what it is though.
It's not CeeLo. It's Gnarls Barkley.
Oh,
Crazy.
Yeah,
it's Crazy.
Baby,
yeah,
crazy. I'm crazy.
Even your emotions have an echo. In so much space.
Actually, not a bad rhythm at all, by the way.
No, but it really was that in all over his face.
Yeah,
the his is too much.
Yeah,
it screws it up.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Can I attempt to sing it in? I want to.
Feel free. I do have them labeled appropriately as misheard and actual. It's the middle one.
Okay, I'm trying not to.
That's actually good. Yeah. By the way, that was a good one.
Twang.
Some of your emotions had a haircut all over his face.
That's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
You even hit
the
key.
We maybe would have got that, yeah.
That. Yeah.
Nah, see the thing about keys. It is I would never have guessed it. There's
no, yeah.
No clue.
No, there are a couple in here where it is literally mad gab. None of the words match.
Oh, God.
If I had heard it in that register, I would have been like...
If I could, I would, but I can't. So it's Katie, where now it's still Adam 3, Frank 2, Katie 1. Katie, it is your choice, 50s to now.
70s.
70s. Let's break into the 70s.
Yeah.
Cool.
I will admit now that all of the 70s are late 70s, but that's okay. Okay, so this is 1978.
Okay.
78.
Running a red light.
Oh,
buzz in.
No, I gotta think of it first before I make that commitment.
Running a red light.
A red light.
Running a red light.
God dang it.
This is not a mad gab round either.
Ah!
78.
I'm gonna take a stab.
Go for it.
Buzz in.
Bzz.
Good.
There you go.
Running on empty.
No. One thing we should note, even though people have given up in the past based on one, it's you get one guess per artist song name lyrics. So if you come up with a bad answer the first time, you can buzz back in if you figured out the pattern. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Cool.
What's the lyric again?
Running a red light.
Running a red light.
You need to have longer lyrics.
There are some of them where they post it on there where 90% of it is accurate.
The song,
one word is wrong. It's like, well, I'm not going to put that whole thing in there. It's wasted my time.
The song is Roxanne.
Can you buzz in?
Brown. Song is Roxanne.
Thank you.
And it's oh my good God, I cannot believe I'm blanking on the artist.
Yes.
Police?
Yes.
Yes. All I can think is
I knew that.
Bono.
Well.
Cripes.
So or not Bono, all that's missing at this point is the actual lyrics.
The actual lyric.
Bzz.
Go for it.
You don't have to turn on the red light.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Put on the red light.
Put on the red light.
Boom.
Everyone gets a point on that one.
Nice.
So now it's 4-2-3.
Nice.
And not 4-3. It's number 4, number 2, number 3. Frank has 3. Katie has 2. Oh. Adam has 4. And Adam, it is your turn. 50s through now.
Let's take it back. Let's do
to the Everly Brothers.
50s.
These are the least likely for me to properly sing or know the rhythm to. I will say that now.
We'll see what I got.
We're getting archaic.
Mm-hmm.
Archaic. I love the 50s.
1957 is this song.
That's not a bad thing.
Everybody in a wholesale frock. Way to get around to
did
it.
Did you do all of our buzzes there? Did we all get in now?
Artist, Elvis Presley.
Correct. 1 point.
Song title, Jailhouse Rock.
You know
2 points.
Everybody in the whole cell block lyrics.
All 3.
All right.
Woo!
7 points.
It puts him over the top.
It puts him over the top. I'm wondering, just out of fun of trying this, since we've been playing for about 15 minutes, estimated, would people be willing to play to between 8 and 10, since he'd either be a point away or
oh,
running
sure.
the ball?
Let's play to 8, yeah.
Because you can easily get another.
I'm not that. Yeah, yeah. Let's go for it.
Because that one works.
You pull off one more. Again, yeah. You get an ace. If you pull off another ace, you're right. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Frank, it is your decision as to the era.
Cool.
We've done. We haven't touched the 60s.
Let's try some 60s.
Let's hear some sick guitar music.
I want somebody to pick the 60s because I'm so proud of the first option for the 60s.
Oh, I know what it's going to be.
1967. Forget about your worries and your stripes.
Ah! Bzz.
Yes.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
Correct. 1 point.
Carl!
Really?
Song titled Bare Necessities.
Correct. Two. There's another point.
Bzz. Blue.
That's your thing.
Can you be more specific?
Blue the bear?
No.
That's how specific I would have gotten. He's the color blue. The bear himself is he brown or blue?
No, I'm sorry, blue the giraffe.
Hey, it could have been Bagheera. You never know, dude.
Well, I know.
It's
that's
true.
Actually really. I did not think you'd go that direction. That's hilarious.
1967, and it was on the site.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
I was Disney lyric.
I can't
know
name that voice actor.
No, I can't either.
Yeah, are we looking for voice actor?
Yes, voice actor.
Well, obviously,
fantastic,
but it wasn't Blue the bear.
Fantastic singer. Definitely, if anyone has Spotify, look him up.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, no.
We've talked about him before.
Yeah,
I love, he is.
I was like, can I serenade us with Bare Necessities while we try and think
you
of it?
Could, I guess.
If you want to.
He played like, the worst another bear of us, in sure. Robin Hood.
Yep.
He was Lil Jon.
Didn't sing in that one, though.
Yeah!
But
is it Lil Jon?
What's his name? Hang on, no, wait, I No, I don't. I don't.
I know the voices, but I don't know the names.
I don't. Say it.
Phil Harris.
Nah.
Oh.
Go on Spotify and listen to some of his stuff. He is kind of lounge singer-esque.
Yeah.
But did anyone see Thank You for Smoking?
Yes.
Movie? Yeah, so that intro song they use for the credits, he sang a version of that.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, Phil
smoke,
Harris.
Smoke, smoke that cigarette. Phil Harris.
Smoke, smoke that cigarette.
So, Katie, you got a point. Adam, you got a point.
You're at 8 now.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's 8-3-3?
Yes, 3-3.
Let's do another
Adam
round.
Healthy lead. Well, how about we have everybody?
I guess I'm
everybody
good at games
no,
I don't
all the
create.
Way to 10. All the way to 10, I think.
All the way to 10?
All the way to 10. It'll
Two
keep
hands.
Him. It'll keep him in game.
Well, I think we can do it. So, Katie, it's your turn to pick a decade.
I'm digging the 60s.
Digging the 60s. I don't know if I went as cryptic thereafter. Okay. 1969.
Good year.
Yes. Kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood with the bear.
Tricky one.
Kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood with the bear. And this is one where I cannot do the rhythm or singing because
it's so obvious.
No, actually, I don't know where this falls in the song itself without going back and listening to it. This one is on Blind Faith. Considering
I feel
only
like I know the song.
One,
no,
there's
familiar.
Only one word in that is incorrect at the same time. So if
that
you go through, you could just take a stab and try to find something similar. But
why does it sound so familiar? I really have no idea what it is. But it sounds so familiar in that odd
rhythm rhyming thing.
Give it to us one more time.
Kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood with the bear.
I haven't got a guess.
Man.
It is a tougher one, I will admit. On my list, it's a recognizable song.
Oh well, yeah, probably.
But
and we probably all heard it.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Caw.
Go for it.
Jimi Hendrix.
No.
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, valiant attempt, I guess.
I would place him 70s. Primarily.
late 60s. I mean, come on, that can't hurt.
No, no, yeah, no, it can't hurt. I would say, though,
yeah, I guess
that
so.
Recognizable.
What's the lyric again?
Kicking and a gouging in the mud with the, and the blood with the bear.
Bzz.
Go for it.
Kicking and a... I'm trying to repeat what you're saying, but... Kicking and a something in the mud and the blood. Changing bear to... like, basically just changing the last word.
To...
Scare.
No.
And I think it's gouging is the wrong word, right? Lounging.
Leading the I know what it
is.
The
gouging is the wrong word, I think so, though. That's the one that doesn't sound right.
Well, then...
I have no guess, though.
Okay. So...
I don't know what it
correct
would be.
Correct lyrics?
Correct lyrics to see if anyone will get this.
Nah, probably
kicking
not.
And a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer.
Nah, doesn't ring any bells.
You were on the right track. You were the right
that
word.
That was the right word.
Who is it? Who is it? You're leaving me in suspense.
Yeah, just...
I will actually start with the song name because people will get it the other way.
Okay.
A Boy Named Sue.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Beautiful.
Hello.
Nice choice.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello.
You I can't do it.
But I haven't heard that song recently enough to place it in the song.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I couldn't either, and it's probably just spoken anyway.
So, Adam, it is to you.
Okay.
We have almost depleted 1960, but we have touched every other era out there.
Let's go back to the 50s. That went well before.
It did.
Went my way.
Phil Harris.
Okay. So this one will be fun because it gives away right away. But
so
accuracy
will matter.
Is all that matters here. 1956 is the year. Tutti Frutti, how rude. I walked up a brutal robot and then boom. Go for it.
Damn it.
I'm pretty sure it's Little Richard.
Correct. Right. 1 point.
Song title, Tutti Frutti.
Correct.
All right. I just won.
Yeah.
He did. But get the lyrics.
Come on.
Get the lyrics?
I don't know the lyrics, so I'm going to yield the floor.
Okay.
Go for it.
Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy? I was singing Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy.
Yeah, that's the one you know. Wait, how far did you go into the lyric?
I walked up a brutal robot and then boom.
I walked up a brutal road.
And then boom.
And then
of
boom.
Doom.
Of doom. I don't know.
No.
I don't know what the lyric is. I just thought she might know.
For fun. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy, a wop babalua, a bop bamboo.
Oh.
There are no words.
Oh. No, there are no words. Hey, but there, it's kind of like how blue was on there.
I think Tutti Frutti is only a word
okay.
Now because of the song.
Bop
bamboo.
It's a flavor.
Bop bamboo.
Now, after the song.
It's not even jelly bean.
So, boom, you would have caught me. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
We're doing accuracy here.
All right. Tutti Frutti.
Congratulations, Adam.
And realistically, if anyone wants to play more, I
that
came up with a lot of these.
You know, let's go through what you got. I'm bored.
Well, we better save
it.
Like,
no,
it's
we
time. It's
to
time. And you know what? Yeah, you're right. I probably should be in bed right now.
Unless everybody's willing to do one more each, and then we'll stop for sure.
You just want to play your
gosh.
New game.
It's going really well, but yeah.
I wanted to try.
Gotta hit the road.
I was like...
By the way... Great concoction here. I'm really enjoying it.
The next step is a name.
A name?
A name.
Any input?
We need to make it our own.
Yeah, I guess a matter of time, I guess.
Well, it's come up with something clever and...
Clever?
Thanks for listening to Game Development Bonus Track number 2.
Number 2, which worked a lot better.
I'm going to throw my name out there.
You know what you should do is you should ask your listeners.
Well, that would be people who've essentially been on the show.
Fair enough.
Because I mean,
okay,
I think you should.
Then I pose it to you. Do you have a name for our game that we
you
play?
Don't, oh, it is. I thought you had hit stop, but
no, not yet.
Good. Because that's the thing.
I don't have
you know,
a name
like
yet.
Name that lyric or something goofy like that, but there's got to be something witty out there that's
yeah.
a nice.
I've got a jumping off point.
Go ahead.
It's Mad Gab.
Mad Gab.
Not Mad Gab.
Lyricologist. It's not great, but it's something to jump off
of. No, that's a very
good starting point. The brainstorm begins here.
Yes.
But without Lyric. Recording, since everyone opted out of round that we could have played.
Oh, don't
you're guilting me with your brown vest. I took so much time, and I paid attention so that they sounded right. It wasn't bullshit answers that other people had posted on there because they're stupid.
You did a very good job.
Save them.
I will, but I'll also
the game
to,
will be played
I
again.
I need to pick up more cards because I actually used all of the ones I could find in my desk.
Is that why we don't have the 40s?
Yes.
Okay.
And music didn't exist then.
No.
Youch.
Little known fact.
Maybe not music with
music on my radar.
They were all too busy World War II-ing, so.
I think there was a lot
That's
of swing
That's not true
music.
At all.
Except there's
That's
the whole
not
like,
true at all.
Sinatra
I can,
thing and, you know.
Yeah.
I would place him, a lot of his stuff, in 50s, 60s, actually.
Right. Yeah. He got big later.
We base it on release date of the song
and,
okay, fair enough. And recognizable yeah. stuff.
Fair enough.
Because I did look him up, but he would fall into a category that I already filled. Because I only do three each. Because that was the other thing is I wanted to deny somebody an error because we'd used too many. But that's for next time.
It's like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see.
Yeah, you can hit stop.
Lyrically... inclined. I don't know.
That's actually not bad. I like that one.
Lyrically.